This is Amber MacArthur. Join me weekly for Command N, your technology web trend information source, right here on EPN.
Welcome, everyone, to The Strategy Show on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I'm your host, Liz Lynch of SmartNetworking.com and the author of Smart Networking, Attract a Following in Person and Online. In my business, I work with entrepreneurs who have a big vision but struggle to be seen and heard in a crowded marketplace, and I help them attract the clients and opportunities that they deserve. On every episode of this strategy show, I bring you the success tips, tools, resources, and mindset that I share with my own clients. We cover topics like how to raise your profile, how to be seen as an expert, how to create strategic relationships, and how to find new ways to reach out to your market and make them want to listen to you. If you have questions on any of these topics, I'd love to answer them. The best thing to do is post them on my Facebook fan page, and I'll do my best to answer them on the show on a future podcast. Just go to www.lizlynchfan.com, click the like button at the top of the page, and post your question right there on my wall. And I look forward to hearing from you and interacting with you there. On the last episode of The Strategy Show, we talked about easy content ideas to get you started if you're already creating content for your business on a regular basis or have content that you can repurpose. Now, posting content to your blog and on social media raises your profile. It brings you more visibility. And if you use the content creation ideas that I shared on the last episode, they can help you be seen as an expert and build your credibility. Today on The Strategy Show, we're going to talk about places to post your content to give you maximum reach and visibility. Basically, you want your content in places where as much of your target market can see it, if it's an article or video or a photo essay, whatever it is. One example I want to share with you is from a company called BlendTech. You might have heard of them. They make a very powerful blender for home and commercial use. I actually have one at home myself. And what they did is they did something really clever to deliver content that showcases the very best of what their blenders can do to show that they're indeed very strong and very powerful. They're not going to die on you when you're trying to make a frozen margarita or a smoothie. And to prove their point, they started a video series called Will It Blend, which you can actually find on willitblend.com. And in every episode, they take a common item, something totally unexpected, and they blend it. So in every video, there's a guy in a white lab coat and goggles, and he'll hold up something like an iPod or a handful of highlighters or a bucket of golf balls and say something like, "Will it blend?" And then he drops it into the blender, turns the blender on, and just completely pulverizes whatever item he puts in there. It's all without water, right? Just the item itself. And yes, it totally blends. It's really funny. You can check out their site again on willitblend.com, and all the videos are there. It's just a really fun and engaging and clever series. And they have their videos characterized with try this at home or don't try this at home, right? So the don't try this at home includes things like the iPad and glow sticks and crayons and things like that. And then the try this at home includes things like how to make a guacamole in your blender. So really, really practical stuff. So BlendTech has the videos on their site, which is great. That's a hub for all their videos. Plus, people can also get information about the company and where they can buy these great blenders. But BlendTech also posts their videos on YouTube, which a lot of people use, and also come up pretty highly in Google searches since Google owns YouTube. So people can see all the videos there, giving them lots more exposure. And then from YouTube, people can embed BlendTech videos on their own websites and blogs and social media posts. So really, the content can be distributed in so many different places. And this gives BlendTech even more exposure and wider reach. When I think about marketing channels for my coaching clients, I like to think about a portfolio approach. You really want to hit different forms of media, different channels, online, in person, and products. And we'll talk about each of these. One of the benefits to taking a portfolio approach is that you hit on individual preferences. The fact of the matter is that there are individual preferences about the marketing that we respond to the best. Someone must think that telemarketing works based on the number of calls I still get. But I personally never buy that way. But some people do respond to that. If your market is teens and people are in their early 20s, for example, then you have to be online and you have to interact with them. That's what they want. They've embraced social networking at a young age, and that's what they expect to do with you, right? When they make comments, they expect a response. And it just can't be the kind of one-way communication that we may have been able to get away with in the past. And then if they can't interact with you, then you're not going to be cool enough or important enough or relevant enough in their lives. So think about what your target market is going to want. And then there's this multi-channel impact, this multi-channel effect. The conventional marketing advice or wisdom is that someone has to hear your name a minimum of 7 times. And I've actually was talking to someone the other day who said that now it's closer to 9. So I'm not sure how they got that number, but it's a lot. They have to hear your name a lot before they'll actually buy from you. But if they keep getting the same message in the same way from you all the time, they're just going to tune you out. It's just going to be like white noise. So hitting them with different media and different messages helps prevent that. You also want to think about how to reach people at some stage in your marketing process on a one-to-one basis as well, because when you're face-to-face with someone, that's really impactful. When you're talking with them on the phone, you're having a live interaction, but that's also the most time-consuming, so you can't do it for everybody. There's only one of you, and you only have so many hours in the day. So how can you supplement that by reaching people on a broad level as well, right? How can you supplement the one-on-one with the one-to-many? And then there are hybrids in between, like social media, where you can have one-on-one conversations, but in a public forum where many people can see you having back and forth conversations with other people, which I know sounds very strange, but that can be very powerful and efficient at the same time. So on the upcoming episodes of the Strategy Show, we'll go over these different options you have for online, in-person, and products, this portfolio approach that I always talk about, and what each category is really best for. So your challenge this week is really just an assignment. Go take a look at the Blend Tech site at willitblend.com and take a look at their video series if you're not familiar with them. Notice how much they engage the audience with just this really simple idea that they're able to take across a whole series of, of videos in this sort of quirky manner that they have and put a lot of personality into it. Keep that in mind for your own content creation, because that's what's going to draw people in and differentiate you and make them want to listen. Come join me on my Facebook fan page. Stop by and say hi. Introduce yourself. Post questions for me. Let's interact. The easiest way to get there is to go to www.lizlynchfan.com. And if you're a Twitter person, I'm there as well. I'm at @Liz_Lynch, and don't forget the underscore. If you'd like the latest business growth news and resources and be the first to hear of new articles, programs, and tools that we're releasing into the market, then go to thestrategyshow.com and enter your name and email address so we can keep you up to date. I look forward to sharing more tips, tools, techniques, and mindset strategies on the next episode of The Strategy Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Signing off for now, this is Liz Lynch, helping you attract the clients and opportunities that you deserve. Thanks for listening.
This is the ePodcast Network.